Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, April 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Fallujah terrorists threaten Christians in Iraq. Missionaries return to Haiti after violence forces them out. And believers are tapped to help in the translation work of an international film. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Fallujah, where U.S. forces and Iraqi resistance continue their clashes. The rise in kidnappings of foreigners corresponds with a threat made by members of a terrorist group vowing to kill Christians if the operation didn't stop. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the warning came at Easter, but it's raised concern.
I think if you look into the mind of a radical Muslim in the Middle East, they see America as a Christian nation, and so if you're angry at America, you're also angry at Christians.
Nettleton believes the threat is a logical progression and violence will increase. That makes outreach difficult.
We've seen in the last week aid workers targeted, mission workers targeted, sort of as a substitute target for America itself. And so I think we're seeing that happen. And our job here, obviously, is to lift up our brothers and sisters who are there, to pray for them, to support them in any way we can.
Meanwhile, two Christian radio stations in the United States are doing what they can to help U.S. troops hear the gospel. Cornerstone University's 88.3 and 89.9 Way FM in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, Michigan, made the project part of their annual Share-a-thon fundraiser. Rich Anderson is a station manager of 88.3.
Anybody that gave $10 or more to Way FM, we set aside part of that to send one CD to somebody serving in the U.S. military overseas. So we managed to muster enough pledges to send about 3,500 CDs overseas.
Chaplains will distribute the CDs with an evangelistic message. Anderson says this presents great opportunities.
You hear a lot of people say there are no atheists in foxholes. You get put in a crisis situation like a lot of these men and women are when they're on the front lines. You start thinking about spiritual things, and this is just one little tool to help plant a seed.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Violence forced them out of Haiti a few months ago, but relative calm is now allowing them to return. OMS International brought their missionaries home in February because they were directly targeted by armed Haitians. But OMS International's Randy Spate says they're now heading back in waves.
First people in were a group of men. There was damage threatened against our property, our radio station there, and yet the Lord protected. After about a week and a half, we re-entered a number of other people, and most recently, we've allowed families to return.
While missionaries are working again in evangelism and church planting, Spate says that there are serious spiritual issues in Haiti, even with the national church.
It struggles to help people make a solid break with their own background and make a solid stand for the Lord without holding on to some of the voodoo fetishes.
Next, the film The Passion of the Christ has brought the ministry of Jesus to millions since it's released. As the film circulated internationally, it became evident that translations were needed. Born from that need is a partnership between the Jesus Film Project and Icon Productions. The Jesus Film Project supplied international contacts in 21 countries they used in their translation work. Icon wants to use them to translate subtitles. Pray that many more can understand the hope Christ provides. And production has begun on a feature-length video drama based on the true-life story of a Congolese missionary. According to the Evangelical Free Church of America's International Mission, the drama is the true story of Isaac Pelendo, a man God used to establish churches among the Ubangi in the remote northwestern area of the Congo. African viewers will easily identify with and be encouraged by the situations Pelendo faced in his ministry. Pray that the work goes smoothly. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.